Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International, 7:45 a.m. And it's time now to cross over to Zanzibar, Tanzania, as we're joined by Ronald Abuji, creator of My Personal Trainer. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother? You well?
Alhamdulillah, all well. How's things your side?
Well, so far so good. Today's the last day overseas, and then tomorrow we'll be back in South Africa.
Ah, all good things must come to an end, eh?
It definitely must. But you also realize when you're on holiday, you begin to do so much more walking. Mm. You begin to appreciate that a lot more. You begin to appreciate your body. And that appreciation, we're trying to get through to our listeners over the next week, to let them appreciate their bodies, to get fit, get healthy, and eat healthy as well.
100%. Now, today's discussion, we'll be talking about latest diet trends and nutrition and all of this. But before all of that, it's time for the live workout. And Ronald, yesterday, if you remember, one of our listeners asking for exercises while driving in traffic. I hope he doesn't get any stares from fellow road users if he's joining us now for the cardio workout. Are you ready?
I am ready. So what we'll do is we'll do the normal workout for everybody.
Right.
And I'll give the person who's driving some additional tips.
Okay.
Because there are some specific ones for that.
Right.
All right, so the first thing we're going to do, people, you know, yesterday we did a lot of cardio, and those principles of cardio we're going to start every workout with.
Right.
So what I wanted to do is wherever we are, stand up next to your couch, your chair, in your kitchen, your lounge, while you're listening to us, and all that I want you to do is stand up,
right,
and I want you to imagine that you're standing on hot coals.
Okay.
So when you stand on hot coals, you're not going to keep your foot on there for long. Your feet are going to be moving one at a time as though you're running across them very quickly, not lifting your knee too high.
Right.
Are you ready? So it's like little running steps, but you're going for speed. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, and let's go. Let's run. Let's keep it going. You're moving over those hot coals. Your feet are coming up off the floor slightly, but you're tapping your feet down, and your rhythm is tap, 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 tap. That's what your feet are doing. And your arms are moving as fast as they can, and your feet are doing mini running steps. So you're doing this for 30 seconds. Keep it going. You've got 15 seconds left. So this is what you call micro running on the spot. Keep it going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Now from that position, no rest for us. I want us to lift your knees even higher. Are you ready? This is a Liverpool running warm-up. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a soccer warm-up, all right? So the guys should be okay with it. Lift your knees as high as you can and pump your arms as fast and as wide as you can. 3, 2, 1, go. This is what you call the stationary running man. So keep lifting the knees up. Run, 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 fast as you can. Keep pumping those knees. Pump those arms. Keep it going. 15 seconds left. 14, 13, 12, 11. Keep going. Running as fast. Move those arms. Lift those knees. Lift those knees. Fast as you can. You're going for speed, speed, speed. 5, 4, 3, 2, and relax it down.
Yes.
I know when I say relax it down, you're like, Ronald, well, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? But it just means slow it down and get your breath back.
Right.
Now the next exercise, today we're going to focus on the lower body.
Okay.
And I know many people have problems with lower body. For the gentlemen out there, they want to bulk up their legs, and for the ladies, they want to tighten their legs. The following two or three exercises are great for that. So the first thing you're going to do is what I would call a traditional squat, but modified slightly. So keep your feet shoulder width apart, point your toes slightly outwards, and I want you to imagine that you're sitting back onto a chair. But before you touch the chair, I want you to hold it. If you want another analogy, the analogy is that you're driving on a long road, you need the bathroom, there's nothing available except you see finally a dirty, dirty toilet.
Right.
Now you're not going to sit on the seat.
Of course.
So you're going to keep your buttocks slightly off the seat. So hold it just there. Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Bend those knees like you're sitting on the chair. By imagining for him that you're sitting on a chair, you begin to do the correct technique. You'll push your body forward slightly, and you'll hold it there. You're going to feel by holding it down there just before you sit on a chair that the legs are going to begin to burn, and you're going to hold this for 30 seconds.
Right.
This is what you call constant tension exercises.
Okay.
It works the muscles in a very different way. Now hold it in that position for 30 seconds. Knees bent just before you get to 90 degrees. How are the legs feeling?
Yeah, feeling about to wobble.
You feel those wobbles, you feel that burn. That means your muscles are working.
Right.
And the reason I love these stationary exercises is it works deep muscle tissues, allowing the ladies to burn more cellulite, allowing the guys to shape and tone their legs more. And
right.
Your legs are burnt. Can you smell that, Fahim? Can you smell that? Those legs are on fire, and that's what you want. Up slowly. Now, traditionally, I would say to people, you do that exercise for 30 seconds, and you do it 5 times with a 10-second break in between. But because of time, we're going to move on to the next exercise.
Okay.
The next exercise is the sumo squat. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to open up your feet slightly wider than shoulder width apart.
Okay.
Angle your toes out towards the corners of the room, if you're in the center, at 45 degrees. And I want you now to bend your knees.
Right.
And drop your buttock as low as you can. Be careful of your knees. Go as low as what your knees will permit you to go.
Right.
And come up halfway and drop it down as low as you can. Come up halfway and drop it down as low as you can. This is a beautiful exercise to shape and tone the buttock, the sides of your legs, and your hamstrings. Now, this exercise we're doing 20 repetitions of.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go for it. Drop it down all the way, up halfway. Drop it down all the way, up halfway. Drop it down all the way, up halfway. Keep going. Now, what you can hear is I've given you a rhythm by which to do the exercise. You're not doing it too quickly.
Yeah.
You're not doing it too slowly. You're doing it at the perfect rhythm. That ensures you minimize injury and maximize the effect on the muscles. Keep it going, Fahim. Keep it going. 5 more. 4 more. 4 more sumo squats. 3 more sumo squats. 2 more. And 1. Relax it up and stand up all the way. And the last exercise for this morning, which we know we have to work, are our calf muscles.
Yes.
Okay? And for football players, it's very good. You just have strong calf muscles allow you to push off. But for everybody else, you know, sporting wise is great, but just aesthetically, it's wonderful to shape the legs in its entirety. So stand up, feet shoulder width apart, knees straight. And I want you to angle the toes out again at 45 degrees. Hold on to a chair for balance and
just
up on your toes and push your heels up and pull your heels up as high as you can.
Right.
And then drop your heels back down. And before they touch the floor, you pump them back up with a little bit of energy. So you slowly lower it down, pump it up. Slowly lower it down, pump the heel up. So you're pushing up on the ball of your feet or on your toes.
Right.
And you're doing this for 50 repetitions because you want to create a burn. 50 by, and because you want to get a burn. Here's your rhythm. Pump one. Pump 2, pump 3, pump 4, pump 5, pump 6. It's a fairly quick rhythm, but the calves have a lot of endurance, and you want to break that endurance and beat that threshold so you get a big burn in the calves. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. 52 should take you about 30 seconds, but you should feel a burn at about 25 or 30. Keep it going. Don't stop. Lift those calves up. Keep those knees straight. Do not bend the knees when you're doing calf raises. Let's go for it. 10 more. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and that's your workout done.
Sure.
Ronald and Fahim.
Jazakallah. Sijaz. At EJAZ_K is the Twitter. If people want to interact with us, joining us on this workout. But now, from this heavy workout, Ronald, let's move into the discussion in regards to some nutritional things, right? Now, coffee addicts, how much water do they have to drink to make up for all those espressos and cappuccinos dehydrating them?
You know, what happens with coffee, there's a couple of things with coffee. Coffee's got good properties and it's got some negative properties if you overconsume on it.
Right.
Now, coffee is known as, it's got diuretic principles. Diuretic meaning that it begins to hold onto water molecules in your body, which does, like you said, form dehydration if you have too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first problem. So when you have a cup of coffee, you need to ensure that you hydrate yourself with water on its own as well. So what I tend to do is, you know, have a cup of coffee or two cups of coffee, have a glass of water to combat the potential dehydration risks thereof. The second thing with coffee is that you need to be careful of the amount of caffeine you're consuming. As you know, caffeine, yeah, gives people an initial buzz, gives you an initial energy, but your body gets very used to the amount, so then you need to keep on having more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
The same principle applies to these energy drinks that are out there. So you keep on needing to have more and more to get the same energy effect. So with caffeine, you will go through withdrawal symptoms if you do stop it. It's not good for your body in the long run, so just, you know, be conscious thereof. And the final thing for him is not the milk that people put in coffee. That's not a lot. What concerns me most is people that put sugar into their coffees.
Okay.
You often find that people put in 2 or 3 teaspoons of sugar have 4 or 5, 6, 7 cups of coffee a day, that's equivalent to having 2 or 3 cans of fizzy drink a day. And if you're intending to lose weight, you're not going to lose weight by having that. So what do? I would advise people have 2 cups of coffee a day, have 2 glasses of water to combat that, and that is it. You need to wean yourself off. It's going to be tough, but in the next 2 or 3 days, you'll wean yourself off. You're going to get headaches. You're going to feel a bit crabby, but you will feel better within 3 or 4 days.
Now, Ronald, give us some natural or homemade metabolism boosters.
This is great, and I'm sure the ladies out there will say, Ronald, it's hot water and lemons, apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. And yes, those do have properties in them to boost your metabolism, but also to boost your digestion. So here's what happens. When you're eating certain foods, people say, no, it's a metabolism booster. They don't realize it's actually increasing the way that you digest your food. Because your metabolism boosting is very difficult to increase with food on its own. It's easier to increase with exercise. And everyone's got a natural metabolism. So mm-hmm. Here's what I'm rather going to do. I'm going to tweak that and say I'm going to give you a metabolism and a digestive booster, if that's okay. So here's what you got to do. The first thing you have to do is to shoot your metabolism up. The first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, you need to have breakfast within literally an hour of waking up. And the reason you do that is because you've come through sleeping, and sleeping is known as a mini fasting period. Mm-hmm. So you want to jog your metabolism up, because when you're sleeping, your metabolism slows down.
Right.
So when you wake up in the morning, you've got to have a glass of water and have something very light to eat, whether it be a yogurt or a fruit or something before you have your breakfast. Because that way, it shoots your metabolism up, because your body now has to digest that food. So already you're increasing your metabolism. Yes, a glass of hot water and lemon will help in the morning. It helps digestion in the body, helps the acidity of your stomach lining if it's not too acidic, and helps your body absorb all the nutrients that you're going to eat throughout the day. Apple cider vinegar does the exact same thing. Another metabolism booster would definitely be is to bring in a smoothie. So when you have a smoothie, I mean, smoothies are great. If you do have the time, it doesn't take long to make. It's great for the kids. It's fun for the kids. You can mix in certain fruits, and your fruits that you bring in fruits that are very citrusy for now because they're in season. Mm-hmm. But as part of it, you add in some low-fat yogurt just to bring in some texture. You could also add in something known as flaxseed oil. By adding in flaxseed oil, you're not going to taste an oily smoothie, but flaxseed oil has got metabolism boosting and great digestive properties. And you could also add in some pumpkin seeds, because that will assist in boosting your metabolism and improving your digestion, allowing you to achieve what you want to achieve, which is weight loss and maximizing the nutrient intake of the food that you're having. And really, when you go to the bathroom to go to the loo to relieve yourself, it will also ensure that is also functional, because that assists in proper body weight loss.
Right, now we're running out of time, Ronald, so we'll leave the fats discussion for maybe tomorrow. But quickly, what are the latest dietary trends, you know, this banting and paleo supplement diets? What's the latest?
You know what, the latest trends for the year are that people are going to follow anything that makes them lose weight quickly. So the banting will still be on everybody's tongue, so that will still be the trend, good or bad, that we will discuss over time. Mm-hmm. The paleo is very good, because that's about going the hunter-gathering route. But the biggest thing for this year is that people are going to be chasing quick things, and the quick things lead to the supplement diets. So any form of supplement diet, quick fix diet, tablet diet that people are going to go on, that's what the trends are. That's not going to be good, but there's also a good trend known as the carb cycling trend, which is going to be the best thing to follow for this year.
Carb cycling trend, I'm writing that down
carb cycling.
Now, Ronald, before we let you go, today our interactive question is controversial, that's it. Our question for our listeners today on our interactive for the program today is pink still regarded as a girly color? If you say no, would you buy your father, husband, or son pink slippers? So what's your answer, bro?
I don't know about pink slippers, but I have a pink shirt.
Oh, no. I used to think you were cool, my bro.
That's for me. You know, I think pink, you know what? Yeah. If you're happy with who you are and you're confident in who you are, it makes no difference what color the things are, because you'll wear it and you'll own it. Full stop.
All right, Ronald, thanks so much for your involvement in the verbal fitness sessions today. You've left me nice and tired, but a good tired. So, yeah, we'll pick up the discussion tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, and enjoy your last few hours out there in Zanzibar.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Ronald Evergy speaking to us live from Zanzibar, Tanzania. Tiring me out, my legs can't even move at this moment with today's workout.